Would you like to read a brochure on Cruncho Feeds?
No!
Well, they're the best. They're not cheap, but they're the best. And for that fine boy there, I know you'll want the best.
Loper rubbed the back of his neck and scuffed the ground with his boots.
All right, Maurice. We'll take 5 chicks and 1 sack of your hot rod chicken feed. Add it all up and I'll write you a check.
1 sack goes pretty fast, Loper.
All right, 2 sacks. Figure it up.
Maurice seemed deep in thought.
Loper, I don't usually give out this information, but for the past 3 years, the grand champions in all classes have fed crushed Peruvian oyster shell.
Loper sighed.
Great. What is it?
Well, poultry needs gravel.
Gravel for the gizzard. I know all that, Maurice. And we've got miles and miles of sand, rock, and gravel here on the ranch.
Maurice shrugged.
Well, I guess it just depends on what a guy wants. If he wants his child to win a blue ribbon at the fair, he uses the very best gravel money can buy. If he don't care, if an ugly yellow ribbon's good enough...
We'll take 1 sack. Figure it up.
Maurice whipped out a pencil and paper and did some figuring, while Slim grinned and Loper scowled. But then Maurice's head came up.
Oh, I guess you've got a special baby chick waterer.
No. What's wrong with a pie pan?
Well,
Maurice gave his head a shake.
Sometimes the chicks fall in and drown. I just happen to carry...
How much?
$19.95 plus tax. It's a dandy, sure is.
Figure it up.
Maurice smiled.
Oh, and we've got liquid vitamins. You put it in their water. You'll sure want those vitamins. Everybody's using them.
Loper's face had turned red by this time.
What did chickens do for vitamins back when God was raising them? No vitamins. Figure it up and get out of here.
Maurice figured up the bill and handed it to Loper, whose face turned an even deeper shade of red when he saw the total. $87.49. Maurice grinned.
Just make the check to Happy Chick Cruncho Feeds.
Maurice turned to Slim.
A guy never regrets buying the best.
Slim nodded and was biting back a smile.
Boy, that's true. If it had been me, I would have bought them vitamins. A whole case.
Loper shot him a killer glare but said nothing. He ripped the check out of his checkbook and thrust it out at Maurice.
Here, I deducted $1.95 for a hardened steel bolt. That's what it cost me at the John Deere place. And the next time you break down, go somewhere else.
Maurice folded the check and slipped it into his front pocket, climbed up into the cab of the grader, pushed his dog out of the seat, and waved goodbye.
Betty'll have the chicks ready for you. See you at the county fair, Alvin.
He slammed the door, revved up the motor, and drove off to grade the roads. He seemed proud of himself and appeared to be telling his dog all about it. Loper glared at the grader and muttered,
Slim, if you make 1 smart remark about this, you're fired.
Slim shrugged.
I don't know what you're talking about. I think it'll be a great little project for Alvin.
Slim hurried into the machine shed, leaving Alfred and Loper alone. Alfred was wearing a puzzled expression.
Dad?
Yes, son?
How come everybody's calling me Alvin?
Loper looked deeply into his eyes.
They're not very smart. Let's go tell your mother what we've done.
And they walked down to the house, leaving me alone to pulverize my breakfast.